our government has been caught off guard over its promise to compensate Statehouse tenants booted out over dodgy meth testing. Housing Minister Phil Twyford is getting urgent legal advice after discovering a law change could be needed before the evicted tenants can be paid. Now, that's because compensation paid to beneficiaries would be treated as cash assets and could affect what support they get, like accommodation supplements. So where does that leave the people kicked to the curb as a result of the flawed methamphetamine testing? People who had to get rid of their belongings because they thought they were contaminated, and others who had to shell out for emergency accommodation. Producer Michelle Cook and I asked two of them what they'd heard from Housing New Zealand since it announced in September that compensation would be forthcoming.
When we spoke with Phil Twyford and the apology was made by the government and things like that, there was a little bit of hope for me. And to just remind my father that everything's going to be okay. But I guess as time has gone on, I always knew that things were going to be okay and that he was going to be well looked after, because things started to fall into place. But since finding out that he may be entitled to this compensation and that Housing New Zealand were his landlords at the time of the eviction, and him also being the one of the first tenants to ever be evicted under this methamphetamine scam, I really believe that there would be hope for him. But it's getting thin now. I'm starting to think, oh, I'm not surprised that this is happening.
That it's dragging on, or...?
It's dragging on. It's dragging on so bad that I believe, again, it's very unfair.
That's Casey McCarry, a social worker who advocates for her dad, Robert Eruiti. The government spent close to $50,000 on motel accommodation for him after evicting him from his Housing New Zealand home of 15 years after minuscule methamphetamine results, which no one believed he was responsible for. That was in 2015. Ms. McCarry says her father threw out everything because of contamination concerns.
Precious things like photos and paperwork and things that belonged to different family members that he had kept that actually were sentimental to him. And what actually happened is I said to him, look, you're going to have to get rid of everything. You can't keep anything. And he said, why is that, Casey? And I said, well, look what it states on the letter from Housing New Zealand. It states that your house is inhabitable and that it's a health risk. We threw out everything.
$15,000 worth of belongings. It's the same for Rima Herbert. He ditched furniture, appliances, everything in the house he lived in with his wife Pauline and the three grandchildren they care for. He says Housing New Zealand told him he was high priority. So has he received a cheque yet?
Well, the only thing that I've heard from them is over a week ago now was the last telephone conversation I had, and they were still working through the processes and the logistics of it. So to date, no, there's been no movement with Housing New Zealand.
So no money?
No.
No money, and not even a conversation about what he might be eligible for. Mr. Herbert would have liked to get his payout by Christmas, but he's not holding out much hope.
I'm disillusioned with the whole thing, to be honest.
You were moved into emergency accommodation when you were evicted. Tell me, are you still paying back MSD for that accommodation?
Yeah, well, I'm almost paid that up in full. So it's still been taken out of my benefit at this stage. So I'm not too particularly worried about a few more dollars to go out of there. But, you know, someone is going to have to address the MSD payment that I use.
How much have you paid them back, roundabout?
Oh, I'm not too sure. About $2,000-$3,000.
After Checkpoint first highlighted Robert Eruiti's case in December last year, Housing Minister Phil Twyford met with him in person to apologise, and within a week, Robert was in another Housing New Zealand property. But less than a year on, Mr. Eruiti has to move again and needs money to furnish his new home.
He can't afford to buy the furniture. The plan was to reach out to different charities and hopefully get some lovely donated stuff.
But he'd prefer to get the compensation and be able to buy it himself?
Definitely.
800 tenancies were terminated because of methamphetamine contamination. Housing New Zealand says it's in touch with 194 tenants regarding their claims, and 43 cases are in progress. While Ms. McCary says the whole matter has dragged on far too long, she says it would be terrible if her dad's benefit was cut due to the compensation.
Oh, that is so wrong. Their benefits should not be affected, because what's going to happen, I know what's going to happen, because it's a lump sum of money, it's probably even going to be taxed and made as an income, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's just so wrong. It's disgraceful.
As for Mr. Herbert, he says the whole thing has been a mess from the beginning.
Well, right now, I feel that I've been pushed aside. Maybe it's because it's out in the news media that they've said, well, let's leave this family to suffer a little bit more. I don't know. But, I feel gutted, to be honest.
They've forgotten about you again.
Yeah, that's what I feel right now.
Housing New Zealand declined to be interviewed, saying there is nothing to add to what has already been made public, and that good progress is being made on the compensation claims.
Well, Housing Minister Phil Twyford says he only learnt a law change may be needed last week. He refused our invitation to be interviewed on the show, but instead provided us with a statement saying it wasn't the government's intention that any compensation for meth be treated as income or assets. He said he didn't know about this issue when Housing New Zealand announced its compensation package, and he was expecting advice shortly and said the issue would be resolved as soon as possible. We also spoke to the government's coalition partner, New Zealand First, this afternoon, and we've been told by a spokesperson that they have been consulted over a possible law change and will support what is needed in order that people can get their compensation. But New Zealand First couldn't give us a timeline for when those talks took place. Meanwhile, RNZ asked Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern at her post-cabinet conference today where the compensation was at.
Yeah, I've checked in with the Minister's office. Look, I understand that they're just working through some technical details to make sure that in providing compensation that we wouldn't have that counted, for instance, as income, and then that would in effect be have caused other elements of benefits in particular to be deducted or reduced. So there's just some technical work that's being done to make sure that we go through the compensation process in a way that's fair and as we would intend.